Well, a very exciting thing for pet owners in the coalfields is kicking off today, and it is the hunt for Cessnock's cutest cat or dog. And to talk to us about it this morning, we've got the mayor of Cessnock, Bob Pinson, on the line. Good morning, Bob. Firstly, let's get this out of the way straight away. Are you a dog person or a cat person?
Definitely a dog person.
Okay, what is it? Why a dog person, not a cat person?
Never like cats too much, and we've always had a dog.
Fair enough. I think you can be both if you really want to. I've always been in both camps there. So anyway, nevertheless, the competition starts today. Where did the idea of the cutest cat or dog come from?
It comes from the concept of microchipping month in May, and this is the lead in to the event of free microchipping for dogs.
Which is a great initiative in and of itself. How important is it to have your dog chipped or your cat?
Oh, very important, so that we can have that traceability.
For sure. Now, if we are getting involved in the contest, let's go through the dynamics of it. How do we enter, firstly?
You need to go onto the council Facebook page and send an image of your pet to the council Facebook page. And once entries are in, entries close on the 12th of May, then the community will decide. So it's a voting from the community for the cutest pet.
So if you don't win, take it up with your neighbours. If you've got a dog that barks all night, maybe they're the ones that voted for the other dog or cat, maybe. Now,
that's right. And I've got Crusher, and I'm not sure how cute he is, but we'll be looking to getting his photo up.
I think with a name like Crusher, I think we know that you're probably not going to be in the final five. Now, with any sort of beauty contest, it's always subjective, isn't it? You know, what the judges are looking for and what the viewer might think is cute or beautiful may not necessarily line up. So, what are the judges looking for? What are they going to be looking for?
Well, it's judged by the community. So, the person, the pet that gets the most votes is judged by the community, not by our rangers or any council people.
That's a nice little out for you there.
Very much so.
Fair enough. Okay, entries open today, and we've got till mid-May on that. Crush is your dog. What sort of a dog is he?
He's a Labrador.
Oh, he's got half a chance.
Yeah.
He's got half a chance.
Yeah, he's been a pup for about 6 years now. He's going to grow up one day.
Maybe. Well, maybe he needs to take a lead from the owners, perhaps. Well, thank you so much for that. We look forward to it, and we will definitely have a look at some of those winning entries when the competition closes.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, if you'd like to get involved, it's pretty simple. Head to the Cessnock Council Facebook page and take it from there. Cessnock's cutest cat or dog. And I still say you can be both a cat person and a dog person, even though the mayor probably disagrees with me. It's 19 to midday at 2 on URFM.